But I'll start this evening by telling you about an issue that seems to be so simple. Local restaurant owners want local fresh seafood. The local seafood industry is booming. So what's the problem? Well, everyone talks about people in the fishery wanting to get more for their catch, about better marketing, about greater availability of local products. It doesn't seem to be quite that easy. Dr. Barb Neese has done considerable work on issues like this. She's involved in a series of meetings that looks at exactly this topic.
I'm the principal investigator on a project called the Community University Research for Recovery Alliance, and that was funded by the Social Sciences Humanities Research Council in Ottawa. It's a five-year program of research, and it's based largely out of the Bombay Marine Station on the West Coast. But we are doing research along the West Coast related to working with communities to try and find ways to promote the recovery of fish stocks and fishing communities in that region. And in the Port of Basque area, most recently, a meeting in November where we had a workshop with local fish harvesters where we went over with them the results of some background research that a student had done for us, looking at ways to promote local consumption of seafood. Now, why would we be interested in local consumption of seafood? From our point of view, basically, and we can see it, you know, I mean, you can see it in the lobster fishery. We have a situation in that industry where in some regions landings are very low. In other regions, they're fairly high. But the prices for lobster that fishermen are receiving are basically among the lowest they've been in 20 or 25 years. So even if, and in the Port of Basque area, in fact, we do have very healthy lobster stocks, as far as we can tell. So even if you have healthy lobster stocks, you have a problem with price. So, and we're concerned that young people aren't coming into the fishing industry, and that we may end up with regions like the Port of Basque area in the future with no fishery. So we thought, well, one way we might promote the sustainability of livelihoods in that fishery would be to find opportunities for local marketing of seafood. And so that was the essence of that discussion. And also, and the idea there is reduce, you know, all the extent to which transportation costs, middlemen, you know, marketing costs and so on, essentially take away from the value that goes to local fishermen and local processors, you know, that value that gets lost essentially to people outside the region that could stay in the region if we could do more local marketing.
Yeah, and I guess the other issue you have to wrestle with is whether or not the economy of scale is there.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I think, you know, in the case of lobster, I mean, the point is that the focus of these discussions is not around all that we're producing, right? There was never any intent to say that we would have a fishery where there was no exports. But we were interested in seeing, are there parts of the resource that we're producing that where basically we could get a price premium back to the local processors and to the local harvesters that would make this industry more viable? And is there a way to do that, essentially, again, by more local consumption?
And if there is a local restaurant that's looking for local lobster, well, that would seem to be a match made in heaven, but yet it doesn't seem to be that easy.
Well, this is one of the really, in a way, strange and sad things that we discovered in these brainstorming sessions. But, I mean, I should say that we've done similar work in the Bombay area, so this isn't unique to the Port of Basque area. But, you know, there are 400,000 people a year who go through the community of Port of Basque, coming and going from this province. And, you know, it was very clear from our sessions with restaurant owners and so on is that the people coming in are looking for seafood. They want to consume seafood. They see that as part of the reason for coming to Newfoundland and an integral part of their experience. You know, and you have a booming lobster industry in that area, essentially. There's a lot of lobster being landed. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows how long it's going to last, but there's a lot of lobster being landed. But most of them don't have lobster on their menu, or they might have it for 1 or 2 days. And the reason, as far as we can tell in this case, is fairly simple. I think it is more complex, but at least part of the problem is that the lobster season ends just about the point when the tourism season begins. And lobster, because they're, you know, cooked live and so on, there are issues with holding them over and so on and so forth. So that's part of the problem. But that's not the only part of the problem, right? I mean, they sell a lot of cod in restaurants. But they also sell a lot of fish cakes. And, you know, we were told, well, we're having trouble getting saltfish for our fish cakes. There's halibut. Halibut is, you know, the halibut fishery in the Gulf is an extremely important fishery. Halibut is a very desirable food in restaurants. But there, I think there's a mismatch between the management regime for halibut, which is essentially a competitive quota, which means that halibut is landed, all of the halibut in the Gulf is landed in a very short period of time. And then inevitably, most of it is frozen or shipped out of the province because there's no way the region would consume all of that halibut within 2 days or a week. But the restaurant industry really wants fresh halibut throughout the summer season, right? Which would require a different management regime. But again, the potential for a price premium to the, your primary producers from an industry that's organized, again, for a portion of their catch, but in the case of halibut, it might in fact be a very large portion of the catch, could potentially increase substantially if we could find another way to market, to harvest halibut in a way that it's essentially feeding into the restaurant industry as fresh halibut, high-quality halibut flowing essentially almost directly or very closely directly from harvesters through minimal processing onto the plate.
It becomes more difficult, as you say, though, when the halibut fishery is a bit of a frenzy and it takes place some years within 18 hours.
Exactly. It makes, from the point of view of local consumption of high-quality seafood and essentially getting the most value you could get from that product, staying in the local economy, it's a crazy way to manage that fishery.
Mm. Now, in the U.S. they have, and I've touched on it in the past on the broadcast, these little co-ops called Fresh Catch is one of them. Can that operate on a similar basis in this environment? Is that somewhere in the range of what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, part of the workshop we had in Portobasque in the fall, we actually spoke via Skype to people who are involved in a project similar to that in Halifax, in the Halifax, Nova Scotia region. It's called Off the Hook. It's a very interesting initiative. Again, the way that works is harvesters, people sign up for a certain share of the harvester's catch. In this case, it would be groundfish in the spring of the year. And then the harvesters have arranged for somebody to deliver their catch to a farmer's market. And the people who have bought a share in that catch, they put the money up front. For that harvester in the spring, will get a portion of his catch. They get whatever, they get say $15 or $20 worth of fish or $50 or whatever they've ordered, from that harvester on a weekly basis. And the harvester that we spoke to, from Nova Scotia who was involved in that, again, it's not his entire catch as it's not in the case of the Port Clyde fishermen in the United States either. But the point is that I can't remember the exact figures, but it's in the report that we produce, and that's on our website. For something like a fairly small proportion of his catch, a good portion of his income came from that. And, you know, we've got the same thing going on in this province with the cod pot, experiment that's been happening out of Fogo Island. Again, fishermen there are getting a premium price for a certain portion of their catch, essentially. Now, other portions are being exported and so on and so forth, but they are, and it can make a big difference to them in terms of the viability of their enterprise in the longer term. The other piece of work that we're doing is really around food security. And I think one of the things that's disturbing is we have these communities, that are adjacent to a phenomenal fisheries resource. Food is very high quality seafood is very high quality in terms of what it can do for us nutritionally. We had a student do a food security assessment essentially of the Bond Bay area about a year and a half ago, and food in that region is very difficult for them often to get good quality fresh food in that region. In the whole province, everybody is starting to talk about food security, and all you need is a week of storms in Portobasque to know how dependent we are in this province in terms of food security on what comes in on those trucks. So again, we've got a lot of very high quality food that's being produced here. How much of it is being consumed here? Is it affordable? Can people get it? And I think My own sense is that our industry, most of our policy focus really has been on, you know, an industrial fishery, large volume, targeted on external markets. And I think what's really underdeveloped here is a policy framework that would allow for and promote local consumption of high-quality seafood, not simply by tourists, but by our children in the schools, you know, by all of us when we go to work in the cafeteria, and so on and so forth. So I think, again, if a portion of our catch can be used in that way much more effectively, you know, I think we are going to have a more sustainable industry in the long term, and we will actually have a healthier population.
Dr. Barb Neese is a researcher involved in a project that's not just looking at the recovery of fish stocks, it's looking at the future and recovery of fishing communities. Well, what do you think? 576-5287, 1-800-561-3474.